This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Wow. We're going to start the 15th perek of Kehillim. Now, most mesechtas don't get to the 15th perek. This mesechta, the 15th perek, is only half of the mesechta. This is one of the biggest mesechtas in Shas, with 30 prokim. But we're going to be already entering halfway through, which is many people go through life and never recover this part that their mother taught them in the womb. We're fortunate. We're learning it together. This is a very, very unusual subject now, tonight. It's talking about Talmudic Mishnaic keys, which is, I'm going to teach you how the key worked. It's really a lesson in the intricacies of the lock in Mishnaic times. We're sponsored by the Fisher family. I want to thank Shelley for finding out. We were missing Yisrael Fisher, who usually joins us from Tannensville, but Shelley informed me that he just left for 5 weeks to Eretz Yisrael. I know that Yisrael is listening from Eretz Yisrael, so I want you to know that we're very happy for you, that you were able to go to Eretz Yisrael. He dedicates to Shir Leila Nishmas Basi Bas Rabbit Shlom Ben Avraham Alevi Peril Bas Ruvain. We learn Leila Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim Lufu Shleimer Feli Yom Moshe Ben Chai Sar Yaakov Ben Basilea for the Schus of Avraham Yom Ben Shma Malki Yehudas by Yo Klugman and family Lufu Shleimer for Chana Bas Shashabina Rivka Bas Shirulea Hinda Bas Chai Sarah Moshe Meir Ben Esther Fadl Yitzchak Ben Tzion Ben Dusha Meir Ben Chai Sarah and Leila Nishmas. My grandfather, whose yahrzeit is tonight, Menachem ben Reb Yitzchak, and my shver, Avigdor Ayeh ben Tzvi Elimelech. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about a key. There's a bolt that in order to open the door, you have to slide the bolt. The bolt is holding the door from being opened, right? The bolt is stopping you from opening the door. You put the key in a hole, and the key had pins. And those pins fit into holes in the bolt. And then you slid the key, and the key slid the bolt away from the door, so you're able to open the door. So again, the key had pins. It was put through a hole. The pins fit into holes in the bolt. And you were then able to slide the bolt and open the door. Now, there was a key that was shaped like a knee, where the handle bent and then fit into the hole, and the pins went into the holes in the bolt and slid the bolt. So Mafteach shel Arkuva, this knee-like shaped key, Shenishbar mitoich Arkuvasai, that all you have left is the knee part, but the pins broke off, so now there's no way to open up the door. So Rabbi Yehuda metame. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's tame. Why? Because even though you can't open the bolt from the outside, but you could use this knee-shaped piece to put in the holes and at least slide it on the inside. Because at least you could use it on the inside. However, vishelgam, if it was a gamma-shaped key, shenishba mitoy gumay, that broke, and you lost the whole mechanism, tar, because that you couldn't even use on the inside. Now, there were keys, there were two different types of locks. There was the bolt that I explained that had holes, and the key had pins that fit in the hole. And then there was the opposite. There were both that had bolts that had teeth, and the key had a hole, and the holes fit on the teeth, and slid the bar by grabbing the teeth and now sliding the bolt. So this key was a dual key. It was like a master key. It could be used for both kinds of doors. It had pins, so it could be used for the bolts that had the holes, and it had teeth that it had teeth to be used for the bolt that had holes. It also had holes to be used for the bolt that had pins sticking out. So hoya boy chafin unikavin, if the key had both pins and holes, tame. Now nitlu chafin, even if the pin was taken away, the two pins, tame mipnei nikavin, it's still tame because it could be used for the doors that the bolt had the pins and you could use the holes. Nistatmu nikavin, if the holes got stuffed up, it's still tame mipnei chafin because of the teeth. But nitlu chafin, if the teeth were removed, v'nistatfu nikavim, and the holes were sealed up, or the pins bent into the holes, so now you didn't have the pins and you didn't have the holes, tar. Misanenes shelchard, a mustard strainer. Shenifitzu b'shloish nikavim, you strain the mustard seeds, and the chaff stayed on top, and the seeds went through the strainer. It had three holes. But the three holes broke, and it became one big hole. And the three holes became one big hole. Tahira, because you can't use it as a strainer anymore, because the chaff comes with it. The hopper of a mill. The hopper was what you put the stuff into that fed into the mill. Tameya, it's keli on its own, and therefore it's mekabel tuma. Wow. Now we start the 15th perek of Kehilah. That was the first Mishnah. Now we start the 15th, this is what I say, that we have a triple crown tonight. We did daf, all about the white swallow, and the starling, and grasshoppers, that sound eerily similar to crazy. Then we had the Chumash here. And now we're zeichet to learn, and it's a big thing, Hashem should give us good health, that we're pushing through, we're up to already the 15th perek of Masechtas Kehilim. This is the halfway mark. Clayates, wooden utensils, clay are leather utensils, clay etzim, boneware, clay zechuchas, and glassware. Pshutei and tarim, their flatware is tar. Remember we said that their flatware is tar. Or mekableim tmeim, if they have an interior, it's tame. Nishburu, if they break, taheru. Chazer vasameim kelim, if you remake them. So unlike a metal keli, that when you remake them, the tumah returns. Mekablim tumah only mekanel abba. They only accept tumah from now onwards. The original tumah does not come back. Now, we're going to learn the halacha that the Torah says that wood kalim have to be similar to sak. Now, sack is metaltel molei v'reikon. It could be moved full and empty. So wooden keli is only mekabel tuma if it could be moved full. If a wooden keli contains 40 saw of liquid, which is 2 kur, 60 saw of solid, that can't be moved full. It would break. Therefore, if it's that big, it's not mekabel tuma. That's the next halacha that we learn over here. Hashida, a huge chest. Vateva, a huge box. Vamigdal, a huge cupboard. Kaveres hakash, a huge straw basket. Vakaveres hakonim, a reed basket. Or Boris Svin Alexandris, or the wooden cistern of a Alexandrian boat. Sheyeshlem shalayim, that has a bottom that it could sit upon. They marzikin arbom sublak, and it holds 40 sun liquid shame kurayim bayavish, which is 2 kurin dry, hari elu tahir. However, shokur kalim, other types of utensils, bein mekablim, bein einem mekablim, whether they can hold 40 saw or not, to make their tummy, because they were designed to be moved even if they're full, and therefore it's mekabel tummy. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer dardur agola. The wooden canteen of a wagon that holds water, the kistos hamalachim, and the chest of kings, v'arevas ha'abdonim, the trough of leather makers, ubor svina katana, and the well of a small ship, v'orein, and a coffin, afal pishim ekablin, even though it holds 40 sov liquid, which is 60 sov yavesh tmeim, she'enon asin l'taltol b'mashe b'seichem, it's moved with when it's full. Ushar kolakelim and other utensils hamekablim tohirim, if they hold this big amount of tohir, v'she'enem mekablim, if they don't, it's tmei. Now what's the difference between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda? Only one thing. Really, Reb Meir agrees with what Reb Yehuda says, Reb Yehuda agrees with what Reb Meir says. Ein bein divrei Reb Meir ledivrei Reb Yehuda el arevus balabais. The amateur's trough. The amateur's trough is only moved full very rarely. So one holds that because of that, it's mekabel tuma, and the other one says it's usually not moved, it's not similar to sak, and it's not mekabel tuma. We really want to thank you for joining us for this night of Torah. Again, we wish everybody an easy tanis, and remind you tomorrow night, Shelly put it on the chat, tomorrow night the daf is at 10:15, and Motzei Shabbos the daf is at 10:45, next week the daf is 9:05. Have a wonderful evening, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.